Blog Talk Radio.
Today, remember back in the days, the cartoon, the Shrubs and Slasher. Remember that, Red, from the Looney Tunes. That's what Mika gonna be tonight. The Shrubs and Slasher.
Rude.
The Shrubs and Slasher.
Now I'm gonna act up. See, I was gonna be good. Oh. I wasn't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, okay.
No, don't be good. You gotta be like me. Bad. That's what my name is number one troublemaker.
What am I not, girl? I'm saying, but I'm trying to do a new thing for 2022.
Man, the hell with 2022.
You're like five months in. Now you wanna make resolutions?
The hell with 2021?
First of all, it's not a resolution. It's a life-altering change. I intend on staying high.
What, you stub your toe and it just came to some realization?
Yep, I realized that being high is a lot better than being sober.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? The Menu. Blog Talk Radio, Big Red, Brother B, got Mika in the house.
What's up, man?
Given the current state of affairs in New York right now,
everybody's safe.
I know this fire is burning. This thing is going on all over the damn place, but. Of course, we kind of got to address it a little bit. But,
of course we got to do. Of course.
Yeah. So let's just, get the pleasantries and everything else out of the way. Yo, what up? Once again, the Menu, Blog Talk Radio, guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Big Red, Brother B, got Mika in the house. You can catch me on Instagram. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL, or on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, same thing, MINDURMENTAL. Let us help with some comments, suggestions, whatever. If you want to say something nice, don't say nothing nasty because, I have to block you. But anyway, yeah. So... yeah.
One and two.
Yeah, basically. So basically, we just did a show, right, talking about the crime and, after the pandemic, and it just seemed like things are just getting crazy. Like, we know it's deeper than that. Like, the mental health issue is just that thing where no one is really trying to get in. It's like if people are wilding out for a reason. Sometimes it could be just for no reason, but sometimes there is a reason, and it's the littlest things out here that people are just snapping, under whether it's a lot of pressure or a little pressure. Road rage, it's like more cars are on the road now than, I don't know, maybe I got spoiled during the pandemic, I don't know, but there were people who were actually getting their licenses while the pandemic was happening. So to all those people who got your licenses and your permission, all that stuff online, you're not real drivers. I'm sorry. You can say what you want to say, but you got your shit online.
Yes, I am.
You know what I'm saying? No, you're not. Listen, I was on my way home the other night, right? Accident on the Major Deegan. Had to get off the Major Deegan, go to Cross Bronx. Accident on the Cross Bronx. Yo, son, listen. As much as I kind of like the franchise, I don't like it anymore. Fast and Furious, stop it, people. Just stop it. Like, wherever you're trying to go will be there when you get there. And if you want to test out your machine, test out your machine someplace where you can, like on the track, or go out to someplace out in Long Island, I think Shore Parkway, where they got a nice long stretch of road. Like, doing all that shit while there's other people on the road is, like, chill. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't been guilty of it. But it gets to a point where it's just like, yo, it's extra. Because there's been times that I've done it. And then next thing you know, I'm just doing it because I'm doing me. And then everybody else joins in. And then they take the fun out of it because then they want to get reckless. Listen, just because you know how to dip and maneuver, that doesn't make you a driver.
Well,
it doesn't make you a real driver. You know what I'm saying? It kind of, to a degree, what's up?
It doesn't, but you also have to remember a couple of things. One, people are coming out because they've been locked up for like two and a half years, like they did a bit.
Regarding,
you know, the whole speed racer thing, you did that when you were young and dumb. Let's be real. Because as you got older, you realized.
I'm going to be honest. Really? Sometimes I be dumb now. Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. But I'm older, so I do shit different. But carry on.
Okay. Well, they gave that little insight. And you know what? And for the record, driving in the city is like playing football. Because I've been driving for a while, and I hate driving in New York. Out of all the places I hate driving, the city is one of them. And whether or not you're on the Major Deegan, or you're on the West Side Highway, or you're on the FDR, wherever you at, driving in New York is dangerous.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah, but see, the sad part is you can't drive for you no more. You got to drive for other people, which takes the fun out of it. Because you got to pay so much attention to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, because people are stupid. Oh,
yeah.
Did I say that?
Like,
out
you
got to
use your signal. No, listen, use your signals. Like, yo, but have some type of courteousness. Stop trying to cut people off. Yo, you know how many times I've had people, like, within inches, just want to cut in front of me. They could have went to the right lane, but instead, the right lane is completely open. But instead of going to the right lane, you want to jump in front of me and squeeze between me and another car that's in the left.
Or jump in front of you and go dumb slow. That's my
opinion. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand that.
Well, brake check you after they done cut you off. Listen, again, people are stupid, and inconsiderate is just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Not like driving in Jersey is any better. Lord knows, Jersey ain't no peaches and cream.
I hate driving Jersey. In between some of these Jersey drivers, Jersey drivers and Connecticut drivers, some of these cats with these Connecticut players.
Let's talk about the PA drivers.
Well, you know what they used to do.
The worse they get.
I got them over here. And the drivers I get over here, the ones from Staten Island. Can y'all please keep them in New York? I'm just saying. Can y'all please keep them in New York?
They're closer to you.
I know they're close. And they're close to me. They're like 5 minutes away from me, but still. Do a sister a solid. Because I almost hopped out the car and beat some dude up the other day at Walmart.
See? Road rage. And see, that's what I'm saying. This whole after the pandemic fallout, which is still, it is not as worse as it was, but let's not get it twisted. COVID is still out there. And people are still getting sick. It's crazy. But see, this morning in Brooklyn, Sunset Park, 8:30 this morning, I'm glad, I'm thankful and prayerful that no one has died, and I hope, you know, it stays that way. I hope no one succumbs to any injuries. 10 people were shot this morning. Huh?
I thought that I seen 15 people.
Oh, well, either 10 people were shot or 10, it was basically 10 people were injured in this morning's shooting in the train station. I believe
bombing
it was Sunset Park.
Bombing,
so,
and
yeah.
Shooting, because it was a bomb as well.
Yeah, they said they were un...
No bombs.
The devices that he had, they were, you know, they weren't detonated. And, yeah, this just adds to, like, the mounting, I guess, you know, you could call it fear, or you call it anxiety, you know, just the mounting tension. It's like it's not even hot outside yet. And that, you know what, to a degree, that may not even have nothing to do with it anymore. Whether it's hot
or cold,
like,
right now, things
people
are
going to
happen.
Yeah,
but it don't even
matter. It don't even matter. It don't.
Yeah, but one
but
thing
we just know in the summertime, sometimes people get a little more, when it's hot,
yeah.
You get a little more angry.
Tempest is real short.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, in between that, and we're just coming off of last week, some asshole kid was shooting in front of a school, a school. Kids were going to coming out of the store. Like, did he even shoot the people that he was trying to get? Like, you're shooting from across the street. Like,
I don't
really?
Believe so.
May that little girl rest in peace. One girl, 16-year-old girl, killed.
In the middle of some
coming out.
Of,
yeah,
that
had nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with her whatsoever.
And it's funny. I was talking about this with a friend earlier. And one thing we all can agree with, especially growing up in old New York was wild. Fact.
Right,
but what's going on now is on a whole level I didn't think was possible.
Well, see,
really,
you know what?
This is some Wild West Mad Max.
It seems like it's going back to me. It feels like it's like those early 80s, and like that's how it's starting to feel me. I'm waiting for it to be a whole bunch of graffiti on the trains and all kinds of shit going on now.
70s.
Well, that's
what I'm
waiting for. Well, the graffiti thing has been, you know, back on the rise too.
I'm
well.
Waiting for that. And yeah,
we're
going to
be doing another episode of The Bronx is Burning. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what the thing that gets me? All right, so back in the day, not like you can justify, but not like we want to see and justify wrongdoing. But there was a code to them.
Exactly.
Like people, you know, a lot of times people, you know, even if you was doing wrong, there was a code to it. There were certain things that you just did and you just like, well, I'm just going to do this and I'm going to do it like this. And, you know, I mean, I remember back in the day, they were cats selling drugs in front of the building. But when they saw your mama or saw somebody else's mama, yeah, they was like, nah, put that down. Or they would say, like, nah, get the drug deal. Yeah, they were respectful. And,
sure,
you know, as much as some people, you know, yeah, so much as some people would think, like, oh, well, that ghetto trash, respectful, ill. In our hood, that's what it was. Like, we had cats that, hey, they was out there doing wrong, but they were respectful. When they saw your mother, they saw your father. Like, it was community. It was a community. Now,
you don't have to condone anything.
Tell me what that went.
You're right. Yeah, it's not like, listen, I'm not condoning the fact that, you know, they were doing wrong, but a lot of them were real respectful about it. It was different.
Even
and they were respectful.
Listen, even the pimps wouldn't have the holes in front of the school during school hours. Like, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it. Come on.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this is...
Now they're on TikTok. Now they're on TikTok.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Like, really?
Stuff.
Social media, dude? This is
half them kids' mamas is on there. That's why.
Listen, you ain't wrong about that, but this is why I always say we got away with so much more because we made sure nobody knew our business, except for us
elected. Exactly.
Everybody
knows.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. In between people, people are not only running their mouth, but we're in the social media age, and once again, you got to go back to social media because people are putting their business
out there
on social media. They're putting their business out there. The littlest thing that happened whatever happens in their relationship, just says that everybody's putting everything out there, or everybody's talking. And what is it that, what is that word that I always use, that the elders, yo, discretion.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have some discretion. And people have no discretion anymore. It's like, yo, it's funny and it's cool to put all your business out in the street. So you put it out in the street, but then you wonder why shit happens. So when somebody says something, you can't get mad at somebody for saying something.
No, you can't, not at all.
If you're putting your business out there.
Yeah, but they do.
But can we please call it where it really started? Because all of this really started once they started doing reality TV. Because prior to reality TV, nobody was... Exactly, but you know what? To them, this was reality. This is TV. We all know it's a show.
It's entertainment.
A show like wrestling. Let's be real. It's a show like wrestling. That's what reality TV really is. But because it was, quote, quote, the average person doing it, a lot of people fell under that spell. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, if this person can do it, I can do it. Next thing you know,
you can get your 15 minutes
of
fame.
We went from
MySpace
to Facebook to TikTok to Twitter and Porn Hubs and all of this craziness. Now everybody's out there. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Pornhub is just another form of social media because they on there having sex. Only difference is they're getting paid.
But you know what the thing is? I think that the problem came about, you know, with the reality TV and social media, but people found an identity or were able to create an identity within, you know, these platforms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of people soul searching or trying to find themselves, like they became something that they weren't, or they became someone else, or they were just copying the formula of someone else, and then they said, this is me, and that's not you. Like, there's a lot of people out here walking around. That's why I think there's a lot of dissension and anger, because there's a lot of people out here that don't know who they are, and they have no clue who they are or what they could even possibly be. Like, all they're doing is just following trends, following what society says, and they say, hey, this is what it is. And then you have others that want to get into their cliques and their crews and say, no, this is what it is, and this is what we stand for. We don't care about anything else. Like, it's a selfishness. Like, it's all-around just, like, yo, it's just... Right, you ever felt sometimes it's just like not cool to be human? Sometimes it's like, God damn, like you guys, like there's people out there that's just making it really bad to just being a damn homo sapien. Like it's freaking ridiculous. It's not that serious, man. You have to go out.
And that's the sad part.
Well, exactly. Like, listen. If I may share, before we get into the topic, you know, I've been going a little back and forth with people at my job because, you know, they want to switch my schedule, but I have made a decision to go to school. And they seem to have a problem with that. And my thing is, how could you actually have a problem with someone trying to further themselves? Right. This is where that disgruntled shit. Yeah, but you know what? Listen,
I'm not saying it's valid, but that's what they are.
Yeah, and see, that's that workplace bully shit. Where they, you know what I'm saying? So when the kids turn around and get bullied and all of that, where the hell do you think some of these kids get this shit from? They look at their parents, or they look at the adults, they look at what's going on, and it's bully shit going on. It's more than just kids. It's not just school. Where the bullying shit is happening, where a lot of just unhappy people are. Like, it's like you're surrounded by this whole, like, remember Ghostbusters? Where there was this dark-ass crowd over the city, like, and everybody was just angry, or when the slime was going through, it was like everybody was just angry and mad at each other.
Yep.
Like, yo, we must be sitting on a river of slime or something, because they're just mad, man. Like, whatever happened to being positive, and when you are,
you're outside, right, like you're outside, you didn't get, you know, that this is what everybody wanted. You want to be outside, okay, did that. All right, now you don't want the mask, okay, they done lifted the mask. Now you can go out. It's like, What more do you want? Like,
well, I'm afraid that
honestly, workplace bullying. But you know what? Workplace bullying is nothing new. I have been in corporate America for quite some time, and I've been dealing with it on all fronts, from my own, from the others. You know, it is what it is, and this is why you have a lot of incidents in the workplace, because people get tired of getting bullied.
Right.
And then the bullies are the ones that finally get, you know, they get their comeuppance, and they're like, I don't understand why. Maybe if you would have been leaving people alone instead of messing with them, you wouldn't have this issue.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I agree, but
And you go back to school for what, though? I'm curious, what you taking?
I will not disclose it. It's over. I'll text you.
Okay. No, hey, you know what? I get that too.
Shut up, Red. Just shut up.
As long as you're not trying to be a porn director, I'm with it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Listen, porn is moving. That
sounds
media.
How you get into that?
No, listen.
You take a course.
I didn't know they had courses for that. I'm about to Google that.
Don't get us started. Please don't get us started. She'll be out here
with an iPhone
and one of those little French hats saying cut.
Yep.
Cut. Stop. You need more Vaseline. You need more Vaseline.
Well, actually, I don't see a problem with this. I'll get the canopies and all of that fine stuff going on.
No.
What?
I don't know.
We could do it outside
ears,
in the park.
Can't take it.
People outside the park.
Listen, stop it. This is a family show. It's a family show.
Well, we're family show. This is what family does.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. All right, time on to the topic. Once again, what up? The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother B with my crazy-ass peoples, Big Red and Disruption Slasher, a.k.a. Mika.
Disruption Slasher.
Disruption Slasher.
Hey! I resemble that remark.
Oh, my gosh. I came up. Yeah, I had an idea for this topic. Of course, you know, like the internet, the news, the media, everything has been bombarded. Like, we've been getting hit crazy with this whole thing with the infamous, you know, slap from Will Smith.
Oh.
But beyond that, you know, it was the whole thing where, you know, of course, they have left their front door and window open, you know, when it came down to their relationship. And I guess some things of, you know, people are kind of looking even deeper into it and coming up with their own theories and, you know, guesstimates and whatever on what's going on with them, even though people are always going to tell you what they want to tell you. And once again, this is Hollywood. So if you think everything is real, like, you're foolish. Like, cause a lot of things aren't, you know. It may look like it on the surface, but it isn't. But it made me wonder, like, in some relationships, are there people that love more than their spouse? Like, you know, you got two people in a relationship. Is there always one person that loves more than the other? Like, yes. What do you think, Red?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would think that, yes, they're in a relationship. I think one person would be more into the other person than the other one than the other party. It could be equal. I think it depends on the individuals, but I feel that there are relations where the woman may be more into the man than the man may be more into the woman, and vice versa. Why that is, or like, are you asking why that is, or is it a thing of maybe, like why?
No, it's not a thing that it's why. But have you, you know, so I think it's something that's yeah, it's just something that's not really, because, all right, if you look at it, and, you know, Mika, you next. The thing is, if you look at it, and we're just going to look at, I guess, we'll take their relationship, for example. It seems like there's one that loves more than the other. That's, you know, that's more, you know, wants the relationship more than the other. And
okay, can I say this? All right, I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay.
But that was just using that as an example. But it just, their situation just, you know, sparked the question. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay. I could, with that, and like I said, I think, it depends on the two individuals. Now, with that, like I said, it's a thing of two people have to be on the same page when they're, if it's going to be a relationship with, we're going to be equally feeling a certain way about each other. You have to be on the same page. I think with them, it's like she had a different path for herself than he did, because he wanted that wife and kids, you know, the whole family thing. And that's also coming from, you know, I guess thinking about his home life. She may have thought differently because maybe she had that home life and now it's like I'm forced into something that I don't want to be. Like, I'll say for myself, my mother and father was married for 25 years. Mother, father, sister, brother, we had the family life, right? House. I mean, you know, apartment, house, or whatever. Everybody sat at the table. You know, we had this. It was just that thing. Now, here I am at my age. I have never been married. Yeah, I got two children. Yes, I have, my own home, not a home, but my apartment. Okay, whatever. I've had relationships, but at this point in my life right now, I don't want marriage. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't care about it. I'm not looking for that because you know what? I'm satisfied with what I have. So if I was to meet somebody now and he was on the page, oh, I want to marry you and I want to move you this and I want to do that, I'm going to tell him, like, bro, like we're not going to be on the same page with that. And he could come to me with the ring and all that other stuff and I'm just going to be like, listen, I don't think that's going to happen for us because that's not where I want to go in life or for the rest of my life. You may want that, but I don't want that. So now I'll say this. If I was to go ahead and do it to satisfy him, then who's going to be miserable? Who's going to be miserable? I'm going to be miserable because that's not what I want. Or that's not where I want to go, but I'm doing it because it's like, all right, let me just do this to satisfy him, but then he's going to be happy and then I'm not going to be. And then that's when other things are going to start happening. So I'll say it like that.
What you think, Mika?
Well, let me preface all of this by saying what the rumor is, and then I'll get into what I have to say. The rumor was she never wanted to get married. She was forced to get married by her mother. Okay, now, that's that. Now, the thing about their relationship or any relationship like that, is it possible for one person to love the other one more? The answer is yes, but depending on the relationship, it could be a manipulation thing. All right. Because to me, she seems like a narcissist anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Jade is a narcissist as far as I'm concerned. Call it what you will. I know how the narcissist mind works, having been married to one. And they will have you so crazy that you will do everything in your power to prove how much you love them. Like, you will go beyond the pale. Something like that, when you're married to a narcissist, sad to say, but, oh, yeah, it'll happen. Where you just snap and you attack someone for attacking your partner and all of this foolishness, you know? Because they really have you thinking that if you'll do this in order to show how much you love them. And you'll do some crazy stuff, you will. And, yeah, you can be manipulated into that. Now, that's their relationship. In a normal, well, and a healthy relationship, because normal is a really strong word. I don't like to use that word. In a healthy relationship, I think it is equal. In a healthy relationship, I don't think one loves one more than the other. I think it's their gestures that make it seem so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll
now,
say that.
Okay. Anytime I hear that word, you know, about narcissists, I always got to say a strong recipe for Lady T, man. Cause when she came about, like, she brought the narcissism thing to the forefront. Like, I really never paid attention. You can call me naive or whatever, but I was like, narcissism, like, what the hell is that? And it's like, she, you know, when she brought it up with passion. And it was like, yo, like, wow, is it something that's that serious? See, the thing is this with me. It's all right, to just put it kind of bluntly, if I don't experience it, it's certain shit I just don't believe happens. Like, if I don't go through it, it's like, nah, it was like, what? That actually happens? So when you talk to me about how you were married to a narcissist, and I'm like, knowing you, and I'm like, yeah, right. Like, because I'm going off of knowing you. And see, that's what I find, like, no.
Hard to believe.
Like, is the world that bad and the moon made of cheese? Because that's, to me, that's impossible. Like, that's
you
impossible.
Know
knowing you, and we know
nothing.
Listen, we've been, you know, peoples for, like, years. So
decades in the making.
I'm like,
you know.
You
even
like
that,
to,
listen,
you know,
I,
the...
But
rowdy,
anybody can
know,
have
rowdy, rowdy
a narcissist.
So,
yeah,
but
well,
anybody,
you know
anybody can encounter a narcissist. Mm-hmm.
But the question is, if you're encountering one, do you know what the signs are? You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Well, that's what, see,
I
but,
never,
but see, that's the thing.
But this is the thing.
Here's
the thing. I never encountered one before him. Prior to him, I never encountered one, so I didn't know what it was.
All right, see, my issue is this. This is my issue. The strength. You're to a degree, respectfully, you've been stubborn. You know, you're a straight shooter.
A bit.
You know what I'm saying? You don't take nobody's shit. But when you tell me, when you say that you had to deal with X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, how could someone of that caliber even get caught out there, as you say, to even be, you know, in that position, to have to deal with that. Like that, see, stuff like that, when I hear stuff like that, it makes me just think differently about, you know, my surroundings and people. Because when you know someone for being strong and standing in their truth, whatever that is, you take them like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Don't mess with this. You know, she by her belly, she's strong and shit. But when you tell me, like, you got caught out there, it's like, whoa. Like, how did that
happen? Yeah, I had to get my...
Like,
hey,
that just makes me feel some type of
but
way.
But it's a lesson. I'll tell you like this. It was a lesson, and it knocked me down a peg or two. Didn't mean I didn't get up stronger and more insane, but it knocked me down for a peg or two. And you know what? That's what happens because, again, not knowing what to look for, like, and he, I mean, dude laid it on smooth. So much in common. And.
Damn.
Yeah, he really.
You got hoping.
Bamboozled. Run him up. But
right.
You know what? But that happened. And I took, you know what, and it took me a while to get past it because I was done, you know. And his final act pushed me over the edge because I had dealt with a lot. And I really was like, oh, well, you know, maybe if I do this and that. But the reality is after everything was said and done and I really sat down and I looked and I examined it, I was like, son of a gun, I really got caught out there. And what happens after that is, yeah, and what happens after that, I become more jaded. But one thing I damn sure do which I didn't do then, is now I look for the signs. If I see any one of the triggering signs, I'm out. And this goes for even my friendship. Oh, no, I'll leave a friend in a second. You're a narcissist. I'm out. I'm going to need that in my life because I know what that is. I'm not beat for it, you know?
Well, see, all right.
My circle is smaller, way smaller.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, it just relates back to, all right, so I guess it's safe to say in a relationship, you were the one that loved more than him.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I just find that amazing. Like I said, I know you.
The manipulation was a real thing. Yeah. And even I was manipulated. Shit happens. We all get manipulated at some point or another, but it's what extent does it go? And that's the thing with when you're dealing with someone in that with someone with that kind of personality in that kind of situation. Man, talk about going over the edge. Shit.
But well, see, and you know what? But you know what? It's for me. It's hard for me to process that sometimes. You know, not to make it personal. Because, like, you know, in relationships that I've been in, I've never really looked at the amount. Like, I never really, you know what I'm saying? Like, men and women get down differently, of course. Like, men are more about action as to where,
you know,
women are more about, you know, oh, you have to tell me. And sometimes men are like, I'm not going to tell you. I don't feel like talking. I'm going to just buy you something. Or I'm going to take you somewhere, or, you know, and do X, Y, and Z, you know, and that's just that. But, you know, you have women out there who just was like, no, I want more verbal. I want you to tell me. I want you to, you know, just that, the third, and take me to the Casbah and all this and that. And it's like, yo, I mean, okay, you know, whatever. But a lot of times you don't really think about who's loving who more in the relationship. I mean, I think that women give more, you know, give more and take more, you know, in a lot of relationships. And I think that's only because a lot of guys may not be, as Red said, on the same page. Because once again, you guys can be more verbal than we are. And I think now, as of, the past couple of years, you know, you got guys being more, you know, a little more outspoken and, you know, wearing their heart on their sleeve and once again on this Marvin's Room shit and they're talking more and they're coming out and they're saying their feelings. But then next thing you know, they're considered suckers or a lot of there's some women out there that consider them weak because they're talking. Compared to years ago. Well, but that's the thing. See, I'm from a different era where I don't like talking.
You can,
if
listen,
I don't have
you can
to,
talk and
I don't.
Be a punk.
I don't want to. Yeah, but
a
see, but the whole
talk.
Thing is.
But this is the thing: a guy can talk and not be a punk. 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
I prefer for you to tell me what's up. Don't make you a punk.
You're the type of woman.
Telling me what's up.
But see, maybe you and Red are the type of women that can accept that. And, you know, not use it and throw it in a dude's face because then you have, you know, people out there that'll know that you love hard and they'll use that and they'll use it against you any and every time. Either they'll use you for it or they'll use it to just use it against you. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that goes into that manipulation.
Experience the narcissist. You'll never do that to anybody ever in your life. Trust me when I tell you.
And the thing is, I may be guilty of it. Certain things I just don't pay attention to because, you know, yeah, I work a lot and then I have my own shit going on in my head. So, you know, if my love is there always. You know what I'm saying? There's no doubt about that. But, you know, if I'm busy in my head, I'm busy in my head. It doesn't mean that, you know, I don't love you, I'm not there. But it's just that, you know, just shit, just be happy. you know, we live in a world where it's like, you know, we're pulled in so many different directions, whether it's work, whether it's kids, whether it's a spouse, you know, whether it's just your own pursuits in life. You're pulled in so many different directions, and you're trying to focus on multiple things at one time. You know, like me, I'm a very goal-oriented person. So I revel in my accomplishments. I don't have to, you know, show anything off to anybody, but, you know, I'm just happy when I achieve shit. When I don't achieve shit, I'm, you know, me and my relationship could just be kind of, you know, messed up. Because sometimes when we don't do things for ourselves and we're in relationships with other people, it reflects. Because one person may not be happy. And that's where I guess that whole thing seems like where, like, well, I don't feel very loved. Nah, it has nothing to do, because I've heard that before. And it has nothing to do with loving you or being in a relationship. But it's just that, yo, when you're not happy about the things that you're doing, sometimes it's hard to be that either reciprocal or give that love, you know what I'm saying, that the other person is looking for.
Mm.
Unless, as Red said, everybody got to be on the same page. Like, there has to be some type of balance.
Yeah, basically, it has to be a balance.
And a lot of times, see, once again, it goes back to that thing of people not knowing who they are or having an identity. Like, yo, I feel the best time, one of the best things is when people are on the same page, and then you want to talk about marriage or being in a relationship or doing X, Y, and Z or building, because you got two people that already have their shit, like, together, and then they just combine forces.
Right.
Not to take away anything from anyone that doesn't have their stuff together and they get a partner and both of them grow together, but there's nothing like having your shit together and then you're partnering with someone else that has their shit together and then you come together and then it's like, boom. Because you at that point, you both know what each other needs, wants, or lacks. You know what I'm saying? It's like you already got your stuff, you know, built, like you're on your journey, you're doing this and that. This is what I'm doing. Are you good with that? Yes, I am. This is what I'm doing. Are you good with that? Oh, I'm cool with it. So, boom, let's move forward. Let's combine forces and move forward. But
right, that's how I would be.
Yeah, but like,
that's the only way that relationship.
And a healthy relationship. And a healthy.
Yeah, that's the only way that relationship.
And
is
I use that
going.
Word. In a healthy relationship, it's a different story. Like I said, in a healthy relationship, it may seem like one is doing more than the other if you're on the outside looking in, but being on the inside, y'all are doing the exact same thing for each other, just in different ways. Y'all are. And a healthy, healthy relationship. That's the key word, though, healthy.
But now, is the word healthy, you know, is there a true definition to it? Or is there some things on the surface that make it just like, you know, it's like, this is what it is. You can take the rest and do whatever, but this is basically the foundation of the healthy.
Okay, I put it to you like this. And this is probably a really piss poor example, but it is what it is. If you two can sit together in complete and utter silence and not say anything but still be comfortable, that small gesture can mean so much. Because small gesture, but in terms of a relationship, that small gesture means that you are actually relaxed with that person. If you are that relaxed with that person, you'll end up talking about just about every and anything. In such a relaxed way, if you're that comfortable with each other. If you guys can sit down with each other and watch fucking shows like Snap and both talk about how that person screwed up killing that person, that is something insane. And I'll explain why. Not just because of the show. It's because that means that you guys are literally just vibing. Just on something so You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a healthy. Yeah. Stuff like that, that's healthy. That's healthy. Now, are you going to argue? Of course, because that's any relationship. But
right.
If she can end the relationship, listen, if she can end the argument, no, if he can end the argument by just ripping his clothes off and you jump his bones, argument's over. What? But I'll tell you why. But I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because we as women, Red, you cannot deny this. When we get mad, we get mad.
Yes.
And you can actually end
that's
up on the next
48
if she's mad enough. You understand? She's mad enough. You're gonna be on the next. You're gonna be on the next 48.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's because we take a lot. We take a lot. We'll take a lot in.
But
that's why.
An argument, and he comes to the door like, baby, I'm sorry, and the clothes just come off like something out of freaking chocolate, sweetie. And again, you laugh, but it's stuff like that. It's those little small things matter so much to creating, building, and maintaining a healthy relationship. If he's sitting there watching the game, and you know you don't watch the game, but you sit there and watch it and won't say nothing until halftime, what? That's a keeper.
Yeah.
Because,
I
think about it, because she's doing something that she generally wouldn't do, but it, you know what I'm saying? It's just to get to know him more. It is.
It's her
coming out of her comfort zone, you know, knocking on his door, like, hey, can I chill for a minute? Like, again, small things like that is where you create, build, and maintain a healthy relationship. Now, is every relationship healthy? No.
No. No. I mean,
you got
listen,
you
no, no.
90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, I watch all that. But you know what?
I watch it.
I look at it. I get up and walk away and then be like, yo, what happened to the episode? Oh, why you don't sit down and watch it? Why I got to watch the whole thing and you sitting right there? Like, you just, you know what I'm saying, you like the news. You watch it, you report it, and then I just watch you report it back to me. Like, that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain things I can just, like, get into because I'm not a big TV watcher. So, you know, but I do watch, you know, I gotta watch my Top Boy and, you know, my Law and Order, you know, with Spadler. You know what I'm saying? And Vincent. Like, you know, I got to look at, you know, my man, Ice-T. I got to look at stuff like that. But I'm not big on watching TV, like, on a regular basis. So when I sit down and watch stuff, I watch stuff where I just vibe out. Because if she's chilling and vibing out to that, then it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do it too and, you know, just cool out. So, of course, there's these little sacrifices we make for one another, you know, when in a relationship. I think the thing is, it goes back to what you were saying, Mika. A lot of people are not in tune. A lot of people are not in tune with each other, with the person that they get into a relationship with. Like, it's like, first it's about the physical attraction, and then, you know, with the lusting and all this and that, and then, you know, after that, it's like, all right, what's next? So it's like, unless you guys are actually courting one another and putting the physical thing off to the side until, you know, if there's a time, you got people that's working backwards. And it's like sex first, and then we'll get to really know each other. But then at that point, it's like, well, shit, if I really don't like you, then, you know, what was the, like, what's the real purpose? Like, you know,
well,
I mean, sex was nice, but, sex was nice, but, you know, the rest of you was just trash. So, and I think there's a lot of, especially going into marriages. Like, you got people out here getting married, and then it's like, yo, like a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, it's like, boom, you know, I want a divorce. And it's like, yo, like, what the hell is going on? Like,
yeah, that.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
At least mine lasted 6 years.
Yeah, but still.
And he got caught cheating.
Sometimes it's not about the cheating. Once again, it's about the people just not being on the same page with each other. You can be married to somebody who, as I said, my mother and father, 25 years, they just not, you know, it just wasn't clicking, or they may have been just not the same page.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did they stay together because of you guys, or did they get together?
I'll say more because of maybe me, because I was the youngest, and maybe because they had invested in, you know, they had a lot of things. Besides my brother and sister, I think it was mostly me, and because, you know, they had a home and other things, you know, invested. I think that's why it was that long. But it, you know, in between seeing that, it was, you know, between that, just seeing that they just weren't on the same page with each other.
Well, see, now here's my thing.
Hold on.
Hey, people. Excuse me. Brother B, is Mike Static interfering with the show?
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, you got a buzz going on.
All right, I'm going to call back on the other number. I'll be right back.
All right.
So, what did you say?
What's up, J-Dog? Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Man, listen, these days, and I've said it before on the show for many years, love don't live here no more. It's like, you know what it is when two people get together? I mean, you get together for companionship. You get together, you know, because two of you have feelings for each other. Now, the problem is now these days, especially with young people, people are going too fast. I mean, okay, yeah.
But don't forget K-Dog. Don't forget K-Dog. Some people get together for convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for convenience, true.
Some people
for
get together out of obligation, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Because you know what it is? Oh, I'm afraid of being alone. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Oh, well, I'm afraid of being alone. So they'll go for anybody, and it's like they don't realize that they're getting into something that is going to be drama. And I mean drama, not the soap opera type drama, but I mean serious drama. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to be tired because you're going to feel yourself like, you know, I'm doing a whole lot for this person. And you're doing for the person, but you know what? You're doing for the person, but you're not doing for yourself. Now, I've had friends who rushed into marriage, and this girl, she lost herself in the whole marriage. She gave up herself. She started to do things for him, doing all of this for him. Everything was about him. Doing things for her husband. They had a child together. Everything was about the husband. And meanwhile, you think the husband started to look at her more domestic than his wife.
Well, all right. So
more
wait,
domestic,
before
you know
Mr.
What I mean?
Yeah, but all right, before Mr. Joe jumps in, and it's to kind of go into something that you brought up. The thing is this, you can't blame the other person if you jump into a union or a relationship that you know you're not 100% on. Because, see, some people will get this idea, oh, we can make it work. Listen, there's certain things you just can't make work. Like, rely on yourself to make yourself work. But don't rely on somebody else and think that they're going
to
put
make
the same
work
in
you.
That you're willing. You know what I'm saying?
Because
to make
it
work for each other. Because, you know what I'm saying? Some people may be like, listen, I'm focused on making it work for me. I don't want to make it work for you. I got to make it work for me.
Exactly. And you
Instead
know,
of
and
making
what
it work for us.
And now the marriage is in trouble because you know what? He's been having an affair on her for the longest. It's been going on for the longest.
Yeah, but you know what?
Sometimes
you have to expect certain things, especially if you didn't go into it with the right intentions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just one example of it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be that, you know, type of thing. But wait, let me throw it to Mr. Joe. What up, Mr. Joe? What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, marriage marriage is an illusion. We all know that. And those that don't will probably defend marriage, even though they've been divorced either one time or two times. People go into it now with their eyes open, but with their hearts open. They have expectations and fantasies about what the marriage should be like, what their individual roles should be like. And when the other person doesn't fulfill those roles, they get disappointed. So either they try to correct it, or they try to point fingers of recrimination at the other person.
Mm-hmm.
My particular philosophy is, I will please you, and I want to see how you please me. If you appreciate me for what I do for you, I will continue to please you and even do it on a grander level. But if you're not appreciative, you got to go. Just as simple as that. And I have to find out early before I enter into a relationship. I will find out from you what it is that I need from you. If you don't give it to me, I will want to find out why. Good reason, we can work on it. Bad reason, hasta la vista, baby. I think I've said on your show before, I haven't seen a good marriage in my life. Not in my family, not with my friends, not with associates. Now, they've been together for 40 or 50 years, okay? But what happens is he's got the upstairs, she's got the downstairs, and they meet together in the middle sometime when they need lunch. Or once every 3 or 4 or 5 months, they might want to have sex. But if you don't know what you want, if you can't set boundaries, then you're lost. And it doesn't matter how much she loves you, he loves you at the beginning. People change. So that's my very short soliloquy.
Okay. I can dig it. I got a shovel. I can dig it. I mean, we had this talk before. It's expectation. That's the thing.
It is.
Sometimes people expect too much or expect certain things from someone. And you know what's crazy? Some people expect these things knowing that that person can't give it to them or won't give it to them, but then they're looking for that person to change. See, that's the change
that
they're looking
somebody.
For. Yeah, they have to be willing to change themselves.
And you
they
know
have
what?
To be
First
willing
of all,
to, you know. Yeah.
Brother B, I get what you're saying because I listen to everybody's opinion, and when you look at it, like, you have to be willing to change yourself. It's up to you because, you know what, you cannot change because, oh, you see the person a certain way. You're losing yourself because, you know what, at the end of the day, when you decide to become the person that person wants you to be, you're going to lose because guess what? You think they're going to stay with you because they're going to be like, damn, man, this person's boring. Oh, this and this and this. But isn't this what you wanted? No. Oh, I liked it better when you were this, when you were that. Oh, you're not fun to be with anymore. You're, you know, you look whack. You're this, you're that. You let yourself go. And I
but
think
who's
many
problem
times.
Is that? But see,
that's yours.
Thing. Whose problem is that? But see, all right, this leads me to say this. I wasn't trying to get married until I was either 80% of where I wanted to be in life or
mm-hmm.
I was sure of where I wanted to go in life. As long as I was comfortable with me, then I was able to make that move. But if I wasn't comfortable with me, then there was no purpose in me getting married because I'm giving, you know what I'm saying, my spouse a half-assed version of who I would like to be. And that doesn't
mm-hmm.
make me comfortable. Like, once again, it goes back to people got to be comfortable with each other, with themselves, in order to get in these type of unions. But some people get into them and they're looking for the other person to either make them. And sometimes they run into people, as Mika say, these narcissists, who turn around and say, oh, you need somebody
there you go.
To make
okay.
you? You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you, but I'm going to make you for me. I'm not going to make you for
mm-hmm.
anybody else. I'm going to make you for me. And after me, you know what I'm saying, you won't be able to leave me because I fucked you up for everybody else. So now
exactly.
you ain't got no choice but to stay here. Because when you try to go to
now,
the next thing, ain't nobody going to want you.
Yeah.
don't know.
That happens. Sure yep. enough, because some people lose themselves when they're getting into a marriage or when they're getting into a relationship. First of all, before you get into anything, the first person you got to love is yourself. Love yourself. Be happy with who you are. Don't let anybody change you for. Don't let anybody change you into something you're not. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Because it's up to me to change.
K-Dog
and
brother. K-Dog and brother B. I'm not going to interrupt you for too long. I'm just going to say at the end when you're finished, I'm going to disagree with both in part with brother B and K-Dog. I just want to say that, and then after you're finished,
well,
I want to join in unless because you should.
Listen. Red is my cousin, but she loves her cat more than she loves me. So I had to just like, you know what I'm saying? Like she loved that damn cat. The cat was mean as shit, but she loved that cat way more than me. So I found myself having to change myself. You know, I'm kind of be like the cat because let me stop. That is just
what
I'm
not talking about. Wow.
I'm not talking about radical situations. I can give you two examples. It was pointed out to me. I had an extremely loud laugh, and I was loud on certain occasions when I was a kid.
Okay.
So when it was pointed out to me, because I was a kid, you know, in my teens and then in my 20s, I didn't think anything of it. But over time, I realized that it was irritating people. And I said to myself, could it be me? Sat down, looked at myself, and I didn't like loud people, and I didn't like extremely loud laughter from other people. Plus, I put myself on tape. I was reading this extremely funny book, had a tape recorder on, listened to my laugh, and I said, holy Jesus, it's a wonder I got any friends at all. So I changed because I realized that what I did, a certain personality of mine, was something you didn't like, but I also realized it didn't fit in with other people because it shouldn't have. I shouldn't have to be the loudest laugh in the room, and I shouldn't have to be loud at every occasion. Okay, so I realized that. Now, of course, I wouldn't like it if other people did it, but then that reinforced what I was saying about myself. If I don't like it about them, why should I like it about me?
Right. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that.
But, you know, okay. I'm not saying you change your principles. Of course not. But if you have certain, I remember one case I was in the social club, and there was this guy who every time we sat down to eat, okay, his wife was right next to him. She was patient as hell. This guy would slurp soup like he was about to die. And I'm looking at him, and he was the biggest slurping pig I'd ever heard. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy has to realize that he is slurping like a damn pig at the trough. But he didn't.
Yeah,
his wife didn't say anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he had, that was something he could have changed.
Yeah, well, I guess she got to the point where it didn't make sense for her to say anything. She may have said stuff to him before. She probably was used to that with him. That's also
exactly.
That's probably just a small character. That probably might be a freaking fantastic guy, and that's his only character flaw. Who knows?
That would be good if it worked.
Just don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Eat soup.
I could understand what you're saying about changing.
Well, at home, you can deal with it at home. You can deal with it at
home,
but don't do that when you're out in public.
I don't know about that because she could be sitting there rolling her damn eyes and all kinds of stuff. Probably saying that, so I can't stand when he sit up there and flirt that soup like that, but she doesn't say anything because she's trying, she just doesn't want the conflict. As Mr. Joe said, he can change that if he wants, and guess what? Sometimes he might be doing it on purpose to get on our nerves. That's part of narcissism as well, too. When somebody does something, they're doing it on purpose to you.
I know. That's one right. thing I can't stand, and when you're in a relationship, if you can go today and be around other people and deflect, but when you're in a relationship and two people, you two are trying to hash out certain things and work on certain things, you should not deflect. Like,
exactly.
Don't put this shit on your partner when you know it's on you. And
it is.
Like I said, I had to sit down and actually watch a couple of YouTube videos where people were explaining this whole narcissism thing, because it really seems like it's a big thing where it's like, oh, it's not me, it's you. Like everybody, a lot of people are on this whole thing of like, it can't be me. I'm perfect. Yeah, I may have issues, but your issues outweigh my issues. Like, it's never me. It's always you. Like, you're the problem. My life would be here if you weren't in it, or if you would just cooperate and do as I say. Meanwhile,
exactly.
you're not concerned about your partner. You don't care if your partner's happy. You don't care if your partner's miserable or whatever.
Because you care about yourself.
And you're not going to get the best out of your partner. Because
nope,
you're too busy
when you're doing that.
Not seeing that your partner is suffering. You're not going
to
get the best out of it.
I've seen that happen in many relationships where the person is really not happy. They're like, wow, he or she is not getting it. Like, whatever it is they're doing, like, they see themselves. They like, I don't understand why this person's always mad at me for some reason or whatnot. Maybe if you would communicate, and this is the problem that goes on. This is the big problem. When there's zero communication, if you're not talking things out, then there's a problem.
But K-Dog,
if you're
going to
get
K-Dog, sometimes it's not
talking at
even about talking.
Listen,
sometimes
I'm gonna need
it's
you
not
to talk
even that.
Out of something.
No, it's sometimes it's not even that, because you have individuals that they know that they're wrong. And that's the one that
and
those
not
people
admit
that piss me off.
They
know
that's
that they're wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, they know that they're wrong. They know
and
that
they don't
they're doing
it.
The bullshit. And they don't admit it. They don't want to talk about it. And they don't want you to talk about it.
Exactly.
They don't want you to point out any and everything that they're doing wrong, because they already know
they
missed
the
that they're doing wrong. Yeah.
Because they're perfect.
They know they're doing wrong. So they don't care to hear you point out what they're doing wrong, because they already know it.
That's the hidden secret of communication. People don't want to communicate.
Not
you know
exactly.
why?
They don't want to hear they don't want to hear the truth.
That's right.
Because you know
that's
what
right.
it is? When you tell them, because you know how it is with some people, and when you tell them the truth, like, you know what? This is what you're doing. This is, you don't even have to say you're doing something wrong. No. You're just like, listen, I noticed that you do such and such and such a thing. And
oh, wait, that's what you noticed. That's what you noticed, K-Dog. That's your truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my truth.
That's
you
your
know
truth.
What I'm saying?
That's not my truth.
Yeah, that's
it's,
your truth.
It's
that's
your
not
truth.
My truth. That's your truth.
Right. And they're like, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, what are you talking about? And you know, the person is caring, because they care enough to tell you what you're doing wrong. But you're not going to want to listen, because you're like, oh, please, man, this person's just talking just to talk. Like, what is she? Like, why is she complaining, or why is he complaining to me? It's not complaint. It's telling you the truth about what you're doing.
And
you don't
if
see
it,
it that way,
so
because
what?
You're looking
but
at
if
that,
a,
person,
but if,
that person's nagging you.
But if a person refuses to see the wrong that they're doing, because once again, they already know that they're doing wrong, it's like there's really no discussion, no communication that really needs to be had, because it's like you're telling me something that I already know. So I don't want to hear what you have to say. And if you do say something to me, I'm just going to flip it back on you, because you should know better. You signed
like, what
up
are you
for
doing?
This. You exactly. You knew who I was before you said I do, or before you decided to get in a relationship. So why are you complaining now?
Like, it is what it is.
That's pathetic. But there are
and that's the sad
right.
part about
out here
it.
Who either they don't want to be lonely, or whatever reason,
like I said
whatever
before.
Agenda that they have,
they're willing to cut their throat, they cut off their nose to spite their face.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's sadly.
That's the sad part about
sadly.
It. It's a sad reality.
Yeah.
So people
you
have
can't
to realize
be upset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Joe.
People have to realize that being alone and lonely by oneself is a lot better than being with people that you want. Yeah. To be with people and feel stressed out. I've been alone for a long time, and I like it. You know?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, alone, listen.
You get
to
know what it is?
When
you're single.
I can go anywhere I want to.
And you know what?
Yep.
When you're single, you discover a lot of things about yourself that you want to change. And then second, when you're single, you know, it gives you a chance to see what you want in a person and what you don't want in a person.
Very true.
You know what's crazy, K-Dog? You know what's K-Dog? What's crazy? Some people can't be alone because they don't like themselves.
Exactly. Like me,
I'm
single, and you know what? I'm happy being single because it's like it's given me a new perspective in life to see certain things. And you put things in perspective, and you're like, you know what? I already know what I want, and I already know what I don't want.
Yeah, you're giving yourself time to find out what you want, what you need to do for you.
Exactly.
Exactly. And
some
you
people
do it,
they can't. If they're single, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm at this age. Oh my goodness, I'm getting old. Oh my goodness, I'm by myself. Why not take the time out to find out about yourself and love yourself? You understand?
Right, exactly.
Take yourself out on a date.
Because who wants to get into
a
relationship? Because I don't want to get in a relationship with somebody that don't. Oh, all right.
See you guys later.
Peace out. Smoke
peace out.
Peace
out, Mika.
Tell them in. I said, what up, Mika?
Later.
A lot of people, like one thing I can't stand is when someone that is not happy with themselves and they're looking for someone else to complete them.
Exactly.
Or they don't feel whole, and they're looking for somebody to complete them. And I was like, no. Like, that's the worst type of relationship, in my opinion, to just want to get in, because why would you look for someone to piece you together or, like, kind of complete you? Like, why can't kind of do that yourself? What's up,
Let me disagree with that. Unless the definition is different from yours and K-Dog's and mine, I believe that a person, when they get into a relationship with another person, has found the other half if that relationship is really, really good. And I don't mind if a person looks to me, if they're worthwhile for me to complete them and for them to complete me. But it depends upon the definition, because we all want somebody to love. We want intimacy. And even though a lot of men don't admit it, that's what they want. They don't want just sex, and they don't want somebody to cook and clean. They want somebody that they can be vulnerable with, tell their stupid jokes to, and have the woman either laugh or say to them, that was a dumb joke, without being insulting, and they can laugh about that. So to me, to look for somebody who is really good, really treats you well, does complete you, in my opinion. Now, like I said, depends upon the definition of what completion may be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I get it. I mean, me personally, I wasn't looking for anyone to complete me. I was just looking to just be like, hey, you know, you're there, I'm here, you're there, let's build. Like, you know, we got love, let's take it and move forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go into something if I'm not happy with myself. So I'm good with me. So that means I can be who I am and be and give my partner a great version of who I am. Because you know, to a degree, as we get older, some of us, you know, we get better. Some people get worse, but for the most part, depending on what you're striving on, you're supposed to get better. And then when you got someone else in the mix, you guys get better together. You know, I know
absolutely.
I have a habit of, I know, you know, I have a temper. I know I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I, of course, made sure that my wife had, you know, just kind of quells all of that fiery shit and is like, hey, you know, work ain't that serious. Like, turn it down. You know, I'll look at her and I'm like, well, you know what? Yeah, shit ain't that serious. Let me just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have somebody that's just kind of opposite of what you are. But once again, mm-hmm. you got to meet somewhere in the middle and be on that same page. That's the part where when they say opposites attract, I get it. You know, mm-hmm. I do get it, but it has to work in a positive direction. Some people get together and what's up, Mr. John?
I'm sorry, I can wait.
No, guys.
Let me go back to the completion again. I was just thinking about when we're teenagers, we're only about 30%, 40% complete, if that. So we're looking for somebody to make 60% of us. But when you're past 40, for instance, you should be about 80, 85%, 90% complete. And you only need a person to complete the other 10%. So when you're mm-hmm. mature, you know what you want, you have boundaries, and you know what you're not going to tolerate. So that's also part of the completion process. So it also, you know, depends upon how mature you are. We all know when we were kids, we aren't the same people we are today. We had different perspectives back then. We looked upon life with rose-colored glasses, et cetera. So I just wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nah, I mean.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, listen, I get it. I mean, there's so many. It seemed like years ago, the elders fought for their relationships. They fought in their relationships, and they tried to maintain it, whether it was for themselves or for the family. Now it just seems like people get together, have sex, and then they get in a disagreement, oh, we ain't together no more. Or, you know, I'm checking somebody else, I'm going to do this. Listen, I can agree to disagree. Because when you're stepping into a relationship that you know just wasn't right from the jump, or you had your apprehensions, listen, once again, you can't be mad at the outcome, or you can't be mad at what's going on while you're in it, because you knew it. Mm-hmm. So you have to accept some accountability for it. So if it fails, you have to look at yourself as part of the failure. You went into it wrong. Sometimes it's how you go in, it's how you come out. How you start,
oh,
how
yeah.
you finish. And a lot of people, you know. Yeah, what's up, Mr. Joe Bat?
I was going to use you as an example because you were talking about last week about the marital problems that you had with your ex-spouse. I would assume, and I'm sure everybody who knows you would probably say, that since then you would have evaluated not only yourself, but you would reevaluate what you want from a woman in another forthcoming marriage, if that were going to come down the pike. Now, if you found another woman who had those same qualities that made you fall in love with your ex-spouse, that might make you start to fall in love with her, but your experience with your ex-spouse would make you say, you know what, she's got some of those good qualities, but I better find out if she's got those bad qualities, because if she does, those good qualities don't mean shit. I'm going to have to let her go.
Well, you know what the thing was, Mr. Joe? With me, and everybody has their own thing, like, you have to intrigue me first. It has to be levels. There's the intrigue, there's the interest, there's the intrigue, then there's the wanting to get to know you, then there's the love, and then the falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, other people, they do how they do, but I operate different. Like, with, you know, my kid's mother, because we weren't married, but
mm-hmm.
thank God. But with my kid's mother, it was a thing of where there was love, but, you know, she just got jaded. Like, you know, she...
Mm-hmm.
She, I'm not going to lie, she got a badge and she totally went 360.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? She got that badge on her, you know, on her chest. And, you know, it was like, what? Like, who are you, Negro? Like, kick rocks. And it was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
hey, wait a minute. You know, that ego, that attitude kicked in. So, but that's her. You know, I had to stick in there and do what I had to do for my kid. But you know, that's her. So once again, was there someone in the relationship that loved more than the other? At one point, I felt I had to because we had a child together. And mm-hmm. me trying to muster that strength to have love was the thing that was keeping me going.
Right.
Because my daughter is my everything. You know, she always has been. She always will be. And I'm thankful, but she didn't ask to be here. So I had to find something else to give me a reason to be around. So that was basically, I had to just kind of put on the front in front of her until it just got to a point where, you know, her mother was just like, listen, no front, this is what it is. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, fine. No problem. You know, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I get the message.
Right.
But you know, there's always going to be some fallout. And you try to protect who you can, but first and foremost, as my lawyer at one point told me, is like, hey, listen, if you have to protect you first, because if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be able to take care of your daughter. And I felt, and at one point I felt selfish for doing that, but then I realized it was the right thing to do because I couldn't have my daughter just see me going through it or having her, you know, pick up those emotions from me. You know, so I had to find some type of, I still love you, but you're an asshole. But you know, it was what it was. I feel sorry for people nowadays who are currently in those type of situations because you know you have some people that do love each other, but they're not really in love with each other, so they just kind of go through the motions. Because I believe you can still love a person genuinely and do the world for them. But sometimes, you know, is your heart fully there? I don't know. It could be with somebody else. It could be in something else. Once again, you can't – I'm a firm believer in you cannot get into something with someone else, a relationship with someone else, if you're not happy with you.
Exactly.
Because you bring that into the relationship. Yeah, you bring that stuff into the relationship. And then there's always going to be a thing where someone is going to put more love into it than the other person. Because that person that's just loving you for you, but then at the same time, you're not even loving yourself. So how could you really love back? How could you reciprocate, you know, with them? Like, you're still out there scratching your ass, you know, with your finger in your nose trying to find yourself. Meanwhile, there's somebody's like, hey, let's go do this or let's go do that. Let's be a couple, and you're not focused on that.
Right.
But like you said, Red, is on the same page. And a lot of people, they're just not. They're just not on the same page, and I just find it, it's just sad. It's just sad. And it's bad enough. As me and Red has talked about before, women outnumber men anyway. So it's just more of an issue of people trying to find, because you know I have dudes out here who feel, oh, well, I can do anything I want because or grab anything I want because there's more of them than me. But in the same time, you have some women out there that are very picky, and there's certain things they're just not going to accept. And they choose, they'd rather be alone than have to deal with some of the bullshit out there. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's sad that it has to be that way, but, you know. And there are some people also, once again, that just don't have this shit. And they don't need to be with anybody. They're not ready to be in a relationship. Mentally, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? They're just not ready to be, you know, in anything. Or deal with anybody else's baggage but their own. But, you know, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Well, people shouldn't have to deal with another person's baggage if that baggage is too
heavy. Exactly.
Baggage. Okay? Now, if it's like a pound worth of baggage, okay, fine. But 2 pounds worth? No. Because you gotta fix yourself. What is it about me, you, that makes relationships either work or not work? When you sit down, you think about it. then you have to be honest with yourself. And I think a lot of people are not honest with themselves. If they were, they would say, oh, shit, I fucked up there. And I messed up there. And I can't do that crap anymore. But when you do that, and then it kind of ruins your image of yourself, you know? But then so be it. So you ruin your image, you get a new image, a new and a better and improved image. You take care of the stuff that's ruining relationships, and now you're ready to go. Now, if the other person isn't ready, well, then you got to let them go. I have that. That's my attitude about me. I think I'm ready for any worthwhile woman to come down the pike. But, again, her definition of worthwhile may be different than my definition.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, it's true. It's there's too many different meanings to one word nowadays. Hot just doesn't mean, oh, don't touch that because it's hot. Or hot like, oh, that chick is, or that dude is hot. Like, there's so many, everything has to have multiple meanings upon meanings, which just confuses every damn thing. It's like you can't, it's like what's real tangible anymore? It's like I call it, it's like the whole fast food menu thing. It's the same shit, just switched around. And you stand in front of the menu and you're looking at it and it's like, what do I want? It's the same shit you probably got yesterday or the same shit you got the day before. But they just switched it around on you and made you think it was something different, but it's no different. It's still chicken. It's still beef. The shit is not good for you. It's the same shit. And exactly. Some of these relationships nowadays are just like fast food.
Yeah.
It's in and out. It's in and out. There's no substance to it. There's no health to it whatsoever. It's crazy. But
crazy.
A lot of things are crazy nowadays.
A lot of exhausting. It's exhausting.
Exactly. Too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a lot going on. Especially I guess a lot of things became more clear, you know, after the pandemic. But now, you know, everything has kind of subsided somewhat.
Don't expect
know,
that
we're really
last.
Starting to see. I really don't, Mr. Joe. I mean, you heard about what happened in New York earlier. Like, we were just
no,
talking
I don't, I
about
didn't hear
that.
What happened.
Oh, man. 8:30 this morning, guys shooting people on the train, and he had an explosive device that he wasn't able to detonate, you know, 10 people were injured, you know, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's just like, once again, we did this show, we talked about the mental health, and it's like, it's, you know, people are going crazy, or having, there's a reason behind it. There's a reason. There's something going on, but no one ever wants to get to the bottom of it, because either we're too busy, you know, with our own shit, but in the grand scheme of things, it's all relative, you know what I'm saying? But everybody's going to, some way it's all connected, you know, but on that note, Mr. Joe, Mika, a.k.a. the Shrubs of Slasher, K-Dog,
nope.
And Big Red, it was a pleasure. Once again, everybody,
yes, guys.
Take care of yourselves,
Sean
people.
Black.
Take care, and y'all be safe out there.
Yep. Monday night.
You got
be safe.
Truth, hot dog. Wait, see, you got me saying, what you said?
You got
me saying hot dog.
Oh, man.
I said it.
He's going to get me. I know. He's going to get me for that one, but that's okay.
I'm going
to. Sorry about
and
that.
I'm going to go on. Hey, is hot rod here?
No.
Nope.
You know,
all right. Wait till I see him. Wait till I see him next Monday, because he starts calling me Crazy Joe in response to hot dog. So I say, okay, hot dog and sauerkraut, no problem. You know? Wait till I see him Monday.
Oh, I gotta use that.
Yeah, hot dog and sauerkraut.
All right, Mr. Sauerkraut, give me a shout out.
All right, so
have a good night. Please be safe out there. Watch the 3, 6, 9, 12, and everything in between. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Later.